Welcome to Nutrition Genius Radio. I'm your host, Laura, the Sassy Dietitian, along with my good nutrition genius friend, Marie, aka Pearl. And we're here to explain why coconut oil is better, bacon is the king of the world, and butter and garlic will bring about world peace. Disclaimer, the views on this podcast are not meant to be substituted for medical advice, but are for general information only. Let's dive in.
Hey, girl, hey.
What's shaking, bacon?
I'm ill.
Ah.
I know, it's so sad.
Hi, friends. This is Sassy, and that's Pearl over there, and she's sick today.
And sounds like a man, and not like Pearl. Sorry.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you got the bronchitis?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, as long as you don't got that, we're good. So we're just going to do a quick check-in episode today for all of our fans out there. We want to kind of get some feedback from you and then give you kind of, you know, an overview of what's going on in our lives. So Marie, why don't you start us out? What's going on in Pearltopia?
Pearltopia is pretty quiet right now. I decided I was going to stay home for a weekend last weekend. So I relaxed, hung out with some friends. We had a big cooking day. Oh, I didn't tell you this. So we had that, I told you we had that big cooking day. Well, we made like first, second, third courses. And then we also made these really fancy drinks, which were absolutely delicious. But the main thing that we made that you'll love is peach hops ice cream.
Say what in the what?
Yes. Peach hops ice cream made with peaches from the farmer's market and hops that my friend grew in his backyard. So
was it like, explain.
So my friend just like cut the hops off the tree and then like cooked them a little bit, I think. And then we chopped the peaches up and, just kind of I don't know what he did, so he put them all in the ice cream maker and then I pureed some peaches and added it to it. So to be honest with you, it didn't come out ideally because we had no idea what we were doing and we were just kind of like trying something new. So the idea is good, but we needed less hops and more peach, so we're gonna try it again. But I thought it was a really cool idea because I mean, who thinks of that stuff?
Seriously, you guys might have a product on your hand.
It was really fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Why don't we live closer? Not cool.
I don't know. I agree. So what's going on over with you?
JJ and I just got back from Boston.
Boston.
I'm such a jerk and I like to talk in that voice. I love accents. If I weren't a dietitian, I think I'd be an impersonator, impressionist. But what's the name for the people? Whatever. You know, I'd be a voiceover.
Oh, there you go.
I like doing British accents. I like doing Boston accents. I just like all accents. I don't discriminate.
It's my favorite.
What one?
British.
British.
Except they call it English because British isn't a language.
Oh. Well.
It's an English accent. So I always used to ask my British friends, well, if you have an English accent, then what do I have?
Oh, my gosh. We have an American accent.
American.
Down home American. So, yeah, we ate our way through Boston, which was cool. I'm going to write a post about it, so it'll probably be up by the time this airs. And then, I don't know if you saw me posting about my meatloaf muffin recipe.
I did, because I went over and voted.
Oh, you're such a gem. Yeah, so it won.
Yay!
Yeah,
congrats!
Thank you. So it's going to be, like, featured, I think, this week, so it'll already be out by the time people are listening to this. In the Times Union in Albany. And then I guess in October, they're going to be featuring it for a week. There's like a Price Chopper's doing a fast family meals type thing. And it was really funny because they asked me to make it again so they could photograph it. And of course, like I went in like business casual because you never know who you're going to run into. But like my hair was still a little like, you know, wet because it's how I always roll. And they're like, we're going to take pictures of your meatloaf. And I was like, awesome. And they're like, and you. And I was like, awesome. And I'm like, guess I should have put on more makeup. But I was like, whatever. It's not me. I don't really normally wear all that much makeup. But it was cool. They like took pictures of me like holding it. And I was like such a proud mama. I was like, yeah. So hopefully those come out good. We'll see what happens this week. But it was super exciting. I know it's like super small, but I was like, hey, you know, They're really easy to make and phenomenal, and they have bacon. I'm letting people know that you can eat bacon.
Yeah, amen.
So.
That's fantastic.
Thank
Congratulations.
you.
Do you know what's really funny and just yet another example of how we lead parallel lives?
Yes, I would love to know.
So, when I was doing my dietetic internship in West Virginia, one of the things that we had to do was come up with recipes to try in the this one cafe that they had there. And so the person who runs the cafe is a dietitian, and she is very she makes sure that like all of their ingredients are very natural. They cook everything like right there, even down to like their turkey sandwiches. It's like turkeys that they cook there and then slice out. It's not like processed deli meat. So, it's pretty cool. She really doesn't like sodium or salt, which kind of is a downside for me, but so because I love salt, but
Yeah, me too.
yeah. So she has us like try all these new recipes, and so the recipe that I did, and mind you, this was like back in September of last year, was a baked apple recipe, and so it was using apples that were from the WVU farm that's right there, and then just like very simple ingredients and not a whole lot of stuff, but it was good. People liked it, and so they used that recipe at they were doing like tastings at the farmers market and then passing out recipes on these cards. So like on the front of the card it had a picture of it, and then on the back it had the recipe and kind of like the description of it. And so they just used one of my the, they used my baked apple recipe, and Cindy Gay, who's the dietitian that's doing all of this down there, sent me the card. So it's kind of like it looks like a postcard when it came there, but it was the picture of me holding my baked apples and then the recipe on the back.
That is precious. We live parallel lives. It's
We
fun.
do.
That's awesome. So yeah, I think that's about it. Who knows? There's always stuff going on. I'm a Gemini. You know this.
So Laura and I have come up with a new term. We don't have ADD, we have Gemini DD, where we just always have to be doing something, and we just have our heads and our hands in very, I would say cookie jars, but we don't really do that, so
I don't even know, in coffee pots and teapots,
yes
and
yes
although that sounds totally wrong because why would we want to do that? Oh my gosh. I just had a thought. There you go. Oh, no, while I'm watching you explain this Gemini DD, and this is for our listeners who can't see us, Marie's literally like moving her hands in every which direction and waving them at me, and I'm doing the same now because that's how we are. So if we ever all of a sudden get off topic, that's probably why. It's because our brains are going a mile a minute. JJ literally can't stand it sometimes. He's like, I don't understand. Like, you just need to think about this one thing. And I'm like, but I have five other things that I want to think about at the same time. And he's like, but that's not helping you. And I'm like, but I just want to. So any of you Geminis out there, if you can relate, let us know because we hope it's just not us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unless there's anything you want to talk about in Pearltopia, I think we just want to check in with our listeners. We really want to ask you guys what you want to hear about from us. Because I know some of our episodes have been kind of long and we don't mind doing long episodes because we love talking about it, but if you guys who are listening don't want to listen that long, we obviously don't want to keep producing them. So we want to know exactly what you want to hear about. So we want you to submit your Q&As or your questions. That would
Just
be
your
silly.
cues.
That'd be silly to send your
Our job
Q&A.
is the
Submit your questions to either of our websites anywhere. We pretty much get alerted whenever they pop up. You can do it on our Facebook or our social media sites, and let us know your question. It can be personal and it can be anonymous. We don't have to say who you are, or it can be, pretty general. So, for instance, if it's personal, it can be like, I've been struggling with weight loss and I'm doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm not seeing results. Help. Or it could be something like, what are your thoughts on avocados?
I love them.
Wait, do
So you
you?
don't have to. I do.
Wait,
My
I didn't
dog
know
is
that.
named after the
I
avocado.
didn't know that. Marie and I, if we were a
Someone.
food, we'd be a bacon-wrapped avocado.
Yes. One. Oh, I sent you the picture. I had leftover guacamole and I wanted bacon for breakfast. And then I was like, oh, what am I going to eat with this bacon? And so I made the bacon and I was like, I just want guacamole. And so I literally dipped the bacon in the guacamole. And it was
Perfect.
the perfect combination of you and I.
Literally, that's us in a food.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, no question is too small, no question is too big. Well, it might be too big. But go ahead and send it, and we will, our plan is to do a Q&A in 2 weeks from when you hear this. So that way, you know, gives you time to submit us and us time to kind of sort through. Hopefully there'll be a lot. And yeah, going forward, we're gonna be trying to split things into series because we talk way too much.
Right.
Down the line, I think we're gonna have sports nutrition. So any of you guys looking for like what to do to fuel your sport, what to do post-workout, pre-workout, you know, what happens when things go wrong, that type of thing. So if you have any questions on that, get them in right away because we're gonna start working on those for you. So Marie, anything to say to our listeners? Besides that, they're awesome.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I think we also wanted to just kind of touch base on a couple like quick things just so that you don't feel like you listen to this whole podcast for nothing. So what I wanted to talk about was Laura and I are both going to cover a book that we're reading right now. So the book that I'm going to talk about, which we had mentioned before in one of our podcasts, is the book Mindless Eating by Brian Wansink. We did this before. Wansink, Wainsink, what is
Wansink.
Wansink? Okay, that guy. So
Cornell
it's called
professor. Just saying.
Laura, for those of you who don't know, Laura's a Cornell grad.
And Marie went to SUNY Cortland, and we are semi like, oh, Cortland, and she's like, oh, Ithaca.
We're rivaling
We're
towns.
kind of a rival town, but it's okay. I still love you.
Both going to school 20 minutes down the road from each other in the same years.
We're living parallel lives our whole life.
Without even knowing it.
I love it.
We were probably eating chicken fingers together when we were like 6 years old.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And probably eating pizza in college.
Yep, a lot of pizza in college.
Okay, sorry, Gemini DD kicking in. Go.
One of my patients yesterday said, "Marie, have you always eaten really healthy?" And I was like, "No."
I wish I had, because I feel
Yeah.
like there'd be my life would be a little different, but
I might not have Gemini DD if I hadn't.
it's true. It's really true. I might have not had a Buddha belly while wearing a swimsuit, but hey, you know, JJ still wanted to marry me, so it's not a big deal.
There you go.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, so Mindless Eating, Why We Eat More Than We Think. This book is not, it's not going to teach you about nutrition, but what it is going to teach you about is how to rectify your environment so that you are not being kind of suckered into things outside that you honestly probably won't even realize are affecting the amount that you eat. This book, I apologize again for sounding so nasally right now. This book,
You sound beautiful.
thank you. This book is really easy to read, and I think it'll definitely give you a lot of good tips on what you can do. Anything from like reducing your plate size to the music that might be playing in the background, or the amount of lighting, or the size of your cereal box. Excuse me, if you're eating cereal, you should put that away right now or throw it out.
You know why?
Because ain't nobody got time for
Oh,
that.
I love how you read my mind. Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's a really great book. And if you guys just want something easy that might not be super sciencey, but can also help you control your eating environment, it's definitely a great book to check out.
Cool. Yeah, so once again, that's Mindless Eating by Brian Wansink.
So, what do you got on tap over there,
So
LA?
right now I'm reading.
L.
Whoa, yeah.
Sorry, I dropped
Hello.
the word,
It's okay if
LA.
you call me and leave a message. My voicemail is still my maiden name. Whoops. Gotta fix that. So
It's your
right now
license.
I'm reading Misguided Medicine by Dr. Colin Champ. I found this guy because I was listening to his podcast. He's known as the Caveman Doctor. And I really like him because he's basically gone through all the schooling we went through, and then he went through all of medical school and residency. And so he has seen all that we've seen as far as healthcare goes. You know, he's been in every hospital and outpatient clinic and sees what's been going on and understands that, like, he got zero nutrition information. And I believe his like grandparents or whatever were super into like the traditional way of eating, and he was just kind of sick of realizing that like his job was to push pills. And he kind of came to a realization that there's more to being a doctor than just pushing pills. And so he's super into nutrition and how food is medicine. And this book, I love it. It's super short as far as nutrition books goes. It's a little more sciencey than Mindless Eating. But he basically talks about all of the common myths that are out there. So like the salt, like we were saying, saturated fat, all the things that we are told are bad for us. He kind of explains how they got to be bad for us and why they're good for us. And the chapters for my Gemini DD are fabulous because they're literally like 5 pages and then you're done. And you can put the book down. And I really like that about it. So if you're someone who wants a little bit more of the science as far as that goes and the reasons why, like if you're someone like me who you want to get from point A to point B, but you also want to know how you get from point A to point B, then this is a good book for you. And if you're someone who likes short chapters like me, because I'm a 11-year-old girl,
Because you have Gemini DD.
then I highly recommend it. Check out, he's on Twitter and Facebook, and he also has a great podcast called, I think it's Roger and the Caveman Doctor or something. Oh, Relentless Roger and the Caveman Doctor.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is fun. It's a trainer and the doctor, and I like it because like they
Ooh.
bring a different spin on things. So go check them out and then tell them we sent you, and maybe we'll eventually get on their show.
Or they can get on ours, please.
Oh, right. Sorry. So, yeah, that's my recommendation on a book. I think then we're just going to give you a quick kitchen tip and we'll let you go. But seriously, submit your questions. So, Marie, what is your kitchen tip of the week?
So my kitchen tip of the week is actually just, I don't know that it's a kitchen tip. It's more of a like, think about it this way, type thing.
Now you're getting
So,
deep.
okay, I guess, sorry. I can't think. I'm in a fog. So if you are like Laura and I, we love potatoes, and neither one of us are willing to give up French fries. And but you better believe that there's no way in hell we will go to a fast food place to get French fries.
Bleh.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
So, we frequently will make them in our own homes, and we both actually we have a couple different ways that you can do it, but literally all you have to do is get a potato, preferably locally grown from the farmer's market, rinse it off, chop it up into French fry like things, however big or small you prefer your wedges, and then cover it in just a little bit of fat or oil. Some of the things that we use could be olive oil, ghee, or coconut oil. Did you say you had one more that you use, Laura?
If I have duck fat, fries and duck
Oh.
fat are glorious, but that's kind of like a rare thing.
There you go. That sounds delicious.
It is, it's phenomenal. I highly recommend it.
And then just bake it in the oven. I bake mine at 350. Laura's a little more impatient, and so she usually goes up to 400 to get it done. I usually pull them out once and kind of try and turn them a little bit, and then stick them back in for a little while longer and just wait until they're as crispy as you prefer them to be, but easy and not with any added vegetable oils or disgusting nastiness that is going to come with your supersized McDonald's fries.
Right, they taste like potatoes versus chemicals, so.
Right. And you're getting some sort of nutrition with it.
Right. You're getting some vitamins and minerals in there. What
Potassium and some fiber.
are you, from Boston?
Boston.
Go pack your
Potassium.
car.
No packing.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, that's a great kitchen tip. So you can have fries. Woohoo! But you have to make them
Yay.
yourself.
Yep.
Don't buy or Ida. Don't buy whatever the other frozen ones are. They're always cooked with canola oil. It makes me cringe.
So what's your kitchen tip, LL?
So, thanks, Beebs. So this week I found this cool, it's from Pacific Brands. It's a bone broth, organic bone broth, and you can
Ooh.
buy it in your local grocery
Ooh.
store. Now, I personally like to make my own. It's a lot more cost effective and you get a lot more. But I've had people who are very hesitant to do it because they're like, oh, I don't have time, I don't have a slow cooker, I don't want to touch the bones, I don't, it doesn't come out right, blah, blah, blah. And I understand, like, we're all busy. So if you're someone who you want the added benefits of bone broth, which help heal your gut, this would be good for Marie in a time like this, but my guess is she already has bone broth already made.
Girl, you know it.
So this, I'll post a link to it, but it's awesome. The only ingredients are chicken stock, which are water and chicken, onion, cider vinegar, and rosemary extract, which I mean, you won't find a chicken broth out there on the market that has little ingredients like this. They always add all these chemicals to preserve it and nasty stuff. So I like this because I feel like a lot of people who are in a pinch can use it. You can pretty much cook it with anything. So if you're, making cauliflower rice, which is like one of my favorite, you can put it in. If you're making a soup, you can use this as the base of it. I'm holding it up for Marie to see, but realizing you guys can't see it, so I'll post a picture of it. But
I two more things to add to that. I also have a link on my website to a recipe for bone stock, so we'll add that to the show notes.
yep.
But Laura, I also would like you to tell them a little bit. I know you met the CEO of that company, so do you want to just tell them a little bit about like what their practices are like?
Yeah, so I when I was in Chicago interning, I got the opportunity to intern for this really cool company. They basically were the bridge between companies like Pacific and restaurants. So basically they'd meet with the owners or the company and then learn more about the product. So I was lucky enough to work on a Pacific company or the Pacific company, and the CEO came into town and he basically sat us down and was explaining the company to us, and I like fell in love right away. I was like, oh my God, you understand me. So they're in Oregon, and he was basically saying his chickens, the way they raise them, they're not raised like your conventional Purdue chickens. They're given, free land to roam, and they're given a normal diet as opposed to just like complete grains and crap. And basically they have a more humane way of killing the animal, which I know is gruesome for a lot of people to think of, but most conventional animals know what's coming. And when they know what's coming, they tense up, and their meat and their things that we're going to eat from their meat are less desirable because of all the stress that has been imparted on their muscles and on their tissues. So these chickens, the processing plant is nowhere near the actual farm. So the chickens don't know what's coming. And I know it's a lot hard for a lot of people to hear that, but it's actually good because it's just like, I don't know if anyone's explained this, but like when you're in a car crash, if you're tense, you're gonna get hurt. You're gonna break a bone easier. Whereas if you're relaxed, chances are you're gonna have less damage. And it's just because of when we tense up, like think about tensing your muscles right now. Like it's really hard for that to be relaxed. It's really going to be easy for you to break something or for something to become inflamed, yada, yada. So it was really cool the way
Wait,
he thought about it.
doesn't it also release stress hormones too into their bloodstream that can then affect the qual? I'm pretty sure it releases
I'm
stress hormones that
sure.
can affect the quality of the meat too.
Right. I'm sure. I don't know the whole exact process, but he was explaining it. I was like, that makes perfect sense. And then he was also explaining how they as a company don't believe that they don't want to put any of that, the carrageenan and the MSG and all the stuff that you find in a lot of other broths. Like they really want to use a homemade recipe just on a larger scale so everyone can kind of tap into it. So I really like them. You really do have to watch out on ingredients still, but check out the Pacific Organic Bone Broth. It's made from chickens and they're a pretty cool company, so get on that, peeps.
Awesome.
That's all I got. So, I think we're gonna wrap it up. Marie, any final words?
Please head on over to either one of our websites to let us know your questions for our upcoming episodes because we do want to do this for you. It's as much as we like talking and do this because it's fun. The purpose is to get information out to you. So, if you want to hear more from Laura, you can find her at thesassydietitian.com. You can find her at the Sassy RD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to hear more from me, you can find me at pearlsofnutrition.com, and you can find me at Pearl O Nutrition on Instagram and Twitter. Nutrition Geniuses out.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Atherosclerosis.
All right, bye.